Mr. Speaker, you mentioned the word fear a moment ago. It is on the lips of members of Congress in ways I've never experienced before. They are talking openly. They already have canceled events. Other members are talking about whether or not it's proper in their family conversations to seek re-election. How do you feel this particular space of anxiety for your membership, Republican and Democrat?
Yeah, well, I've been talking with a lot of them over the last few days about that and trying to calm the nerves, to assure them that we will make certain that everyone has the level of security that's necessary, that the resources will be there for their residential security and their personal security. We're evaluating all the options for that. But I think if we all adopt these practices together and we turn down the rhetoric, we cease with this idea that, you know, policy disputes are somehow an existential threat to democracy or the republic. We stop calling one another names. I mean, calling people Nazis and fascists is not helpful. Look, there are some deranged people in society. And when they see leaders using that kind of language, so often now, increasingly, it spurs them on to action. We have to recognize that reality and address it appropriately. And I'm heartened to know, Major, and to see that many of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle are stepping up and saying that and addressing it. I think this could be a turning point, frankly, to use Charlie's term, for the country. And I hope that's true.